What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
4 o'clock, good to have you with us. Talk some Lions today. And now I'm going to cede the podium. Mike Stone would like to present to you this meth-infused playoff proposal from the Big Ten.
Yes, the Big Ten leaked somehow over the weekend. It sounds like they actually took a leak. This possibility of a new playoff system that could go from anywhere 24 to 28 teams. And that's enough to make you basically puke. But once again, the Big Ten, in their infinite wisdom, decided, you know what? Just like with the possible 16, that we have to have, what, 5 automatic bids from our conferences, us and the SEC? No, we're going to do something different. We're going to have a playoff where we're going to guarantee 7 automatic bids for the Big Ten and the SEC. And then you have your playoff. And then you have the ACC would have 5 teams and the Big 12 would have 5 teams. 28 teams or possibly just 24. Let me just refresh your memories here. You know who was tied for 7th place in the Big Ten standings last year?
I can venture a guess.
Okay. It would be 2 schools that start with
Iowa.
The same letter. No, Iowa would be in. They were the 6th place team.
Oh, goody.
Mm-hmm.
I root for the punter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. Minnesota and Michigan. Both were 5-4 in conference last year.
There you go.
So just what you want to see, and granted, as you know, I'm a Michigan team, I want to see a team without a quarterback in the playoff. I want to see a team that's basically known for rowing the boat in the playoff. Minnesota, who was... I mean, come on here. What are we trying to do? We're just trying to make this bigger and bigger and just more money. What's the purpose? The whole deal with the playoff, in a lot of people's mind, changed the way we look at the regular season anyway. Not me per se, but 12, no matter what you think, was pretty good. You had some blowouts in there, but most of the teams that were in there, you see, you know what? They deserve to be in there. You know, they won their conference. Arizona State proved with the game against Texas, that was a good game. And there are good, better teams that didn't make it. Now, you are guaranteeing every good team to make it, but you're also guaranteeing crap making it. And to me, in college football, unlike professional sports at a certain level, or even the NCAA basketball tournament, crap should not be rewarded! I don't know what else to say.
You're adorable. You're missing it. You're really missing what this is.
Well, it's all about the money and the television.
The sport's dead. Well, it's gone. No, this is nothing more than government cheese NFL. The networks run this thing. They're running the same model they ran with the NFL. They will oversaturate it. They will simply cater to TV. And the regular season will go the same way the regular season in college basketball went when they expanded the tournament and re-expanded the tournament.
And are still thinking about doing it to a...
And they will do it.
Yes.
The reality is they are killing future generations of sports fans because what college football was is dead. What it should be is dead. And what you're going to get is this. And I'm sorry. First of all, I don't think this has a snowball's chance in hell of passing. But do I think they will end up with a 16+8 model? Meaning, okay, 12 auto bids.
Right.
But then we're going to have 8 teams play 4 play-in games to make the field of 16. Yes, I think you'll see 20. I do think you'll see at least 6 or 7 from the Big Ten and SEC. The reality is, not to go back to this because I have zero interest in it, but Friday's decision with Michigan, all that did was really invite the Big Ten and the SEC to leave the NCAA.
Right.
Form their own Super League and do exactly what you're talking about.
Well, you know what else they're going to do? They're going to do what the ACC is going to do. ACC has claimed they're going to do is they're going to have revenue sharing based on brand, based on what the school brings in. That's what the ACC is going to do. That's how they're going to keep Florida State there and all those things.
Great. What, so the rich get richer.
What they're going to do in the Big Ten is say, you know, we're sorry, Northwestern. We're sorry, this school, that Rutgers. You're not going to make your share of bowls or whatever because you're not important enough. You're important enough to be in there so we can get you the market of the Big Ten network, but you're not important enough to share with us.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
So what do you want me to say to that? The rich get richer?
Of course.
Then why have conferences? Why have Northwestern exist at all? Why have Wake Forest? Why have Pitt? Why have any of these schools?
Because each conference needs bottom feeders.
No, but no, you don't. You really don't. Not if you want to cater to a good product. Look, it's not an honest product anymore. It's no different than the WWE. This is a made-for-TV farce. So if you guys still love it, I wish you good luck. If you're still spending money on tickets and NIL and you're, hey, man, live your life. I'm not a boat guy. Plenty of people like boats and spend a ton of money on them. Go live. But don't ask me to like this because I see what this is. And it's nonsense. So Stoney can, I want Stoney to ask you guys a question. I'd love to talk to you guys about it.
The question is, do you care? Because I think this is a farce. However, I admit it. You know, next week, even in the week zero games, but, you know, when the season starts, I'll be watching just like I will normally.
But it doesn't feel the same.
Because it's entertainment.
It's just not the same.
But it is. It's entertainment. And
no, it's not the look.
As disgusting as it is, for me, more than professional sports, it's still your school, your team you root for, the jersey, but still see, gets you somewhat excited.
No. Hold on. Now, this is a problem. I can't lecture you on this, nor do I have the time or the inclination. But as someone who went to the school they actually root for, right, let me tell you unequivocally, this is not the same. It does not feel the same. And anyone I talk to, they're not Spartans. They're just whores. They're just there for their John for the night. And the agents and families are the pimps. That's all this is.
You're saying the first fans time, are whores?
No,
oh,
the players.
Okay, just
because
sure.
Ultimately, they're not there because they want to be. You have players leave situations they don't want to leave for worse situations. Hello, Bo Prabula. The kid who left Penn State may not be Missouri's starter. He left his team during the playoff. These kids who go to Michigan State, they won't even be there long enough to know the fight song. College football was based on this one thing. I never deluded myself into believing their college experience was the same as mine.
Right.
But at least lightly, they had to go to class.
Correct.
They had to play pretend, and they were there for the long haul. You live there. You develop there. That is so dead that now ask me to name 25 Spartans. I can't do it. My team. Because now all this is one big hooker market.
Well, let me ask you a question.
That's all it is.
But if, and in all due respect, if the Spartans were really good, wouldn't you know like 40 guys?
No, okay, but Mike, think about it. I'm the same guy you've known for 20 years.
I know.
I'd name all 85 plus the walk-ons.
Yes.
It is, none of this feels authentic anymore because here's the problem. These players, whatever school they go to, they're not actually at that school. When Keon Coleman transferred, he said he was taking his talents to Tallahassee for 9 months. That's what he said.
I know.
They're not even at the school.
He would have rather been at Michigan State.
Look, and I understand, right? You can, a lot of people can block it out, but you're talking to me.
I know.
As someone who went to the school, no, I feel no connection with this. I don't feel like they're my guys. I don't feel like they're living in and walking in the halls and pathways that I walk. It is just nonsense. and you don't feel like you're even recruiting anymore. I was told something, it just blew me away. The idea of relationship recruiting is dead.
Oh, listen.
Then what are you committing to?
Right.
You don't take a job that you hate without some form of relationship 90% of the time. It's who you know.
Tom Izzo was on the morning show, and he says, look, I know people give me crap for whatever. He says, I can't change who I am. I believe in relationships, and you can't, and it's not the same anymore. Where you have guys come back for reunions and now they'll come back and they were there for maybe a year.
Right. Well, or even better, you go to a place, you take the money, you develop relationships, then you ask for 3 raises in 3 months, and you end up getting launched out of a cannon by your coach. You end up at UCLA. They have to go out and find a different QB. And you go, what happened here? We gave you the first 2 raises.
Yeah.
Nico Iamaleava.
Right.
So look. I'm the wrong guy to talk to because I'm so grossed out by all of it. It's just this thing that I do for work. Bottom line, I'm not afraid to tell my audience that, and I'm sorry if that disappoints you. But the guy who used to yell and scream about, what do you want from me? Well, I mean, what is it? So you need to ask them a question where, look, if they go to this bigger, badder playoff, all it's going to do is further devalue the regular season. Let me help you with something. Michigan and Ohio State doesn't mean bupkis. Because they can both lose the game and still make the playoff.
Right.
Doesn't mean anything.
But
Ohio State lost. One of the worst losses in the history of the school, right?
And they won the national championship.
Yeah, how'd that work out?
Yeah.
Hey, how about that Big Ten title game last year? Wasn't it dramatic? Cutscene. No, it wasn't. No. They both made the playoff.
Well,
how about the SEC title game? Both made the playoff. ACC title game. Both made the playoff.
Conference championship games were never my cup of tea. So
okay,
that does
enough.
Nothing for me.
But the idea
but the big rivalry games, I don't give a rat's ass what you say or anybody says about the playoffs. Michigan,
nothing's
Ohio State, Auburn, Alabama, whatever.
Nothing's on the line.
The hate's still there.
If you
so
go
those
to that,
games are still important.
But you can't hate somebody when even if they beat you, you can't be mad about
yes,
because it doesn't mean anything.
Ask the people in Ohio, Columbus.
They don't care.
They
won a national championship that doesn't have an asterisk on it.
But because they're a-holes that they don't think right.
Mike Stone.
They don't think right.
What?
Of course.
Okay. I'll tell you what. Time out.
There are people there who would rather have beaten Michigan than win the national
championship. Hey, anybody out there, or would you like to select your favorite chowder? 248-539-9797. I want to continue this.
Clam chowder, the white stuff.
Kenny and David, feel free to participate. Somebody get Stoney his meds.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.